Chodesh Tov Mevorach. It's so good to be back. I've been here a long, long time ago, and it's so good to see people in person that I haven't seen. I've seen you on screens. Oh, I've seen you on screens, but not in person for a long time. So we should have a blessed, blessed month, a blessed everything, a blessed life. All your time, you should have a lot of time left. Amen. All of us, and we should use it well and be happy. I'll just tell you a story that, just because I was listening to the last few words, so I once was privileged to take a group of women to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter is a remarkable person, and I took a group of women there a long, long time ago. Now you can't get in, but then I had a little protection. So, and the women that I brought a group from America. Anglos, they didn't speak Hebrew. So I was a mitorgamen, I was a translator. So he sat at the table, and I sat on the side sort of, and whoever was there, everybody had a turn. And I knew all these were all my students, so I knew all their problems anyway, I knew the whole story anyway. So they would say in Hebrew, they would say in English, and I would translate it into Hebrew, and he would listen, then he would say back in Hebrew, and I would translate it into English, and that's how it went for a couple of hours. And from the time that one of the women would stand up to leave. Now, we knew that his time is really, really precious. So from the time that one of the women would stand up to leave and go to the door, and then the other woman would come back, the next woman would come in and sit down, he had a tehillim open, just to tell you your story. He had a tehillim open on his table. And I watched him do this. He just had his finger on the place. And from the time that woman stood up and he said goodbye to her, like he made her feel like she had. And he just read another pasuk. And then another woman came down and he sat down. And she sat down and then he had his finger on the place, unobtrusively. It's not like he had he had his finger just like that. And he would talk to her. Kacha zaya. And he told me afterwards, I asked him, in those days, I was young and I had a lot of chutzpah, and I didn't know what tzaddikim were. I said, "What is that?" He said, "You know how many books of Tehillim I finish from one time the person gets up until I keep finishing books of Tehillim. I just keep it in my finger on the place, and I just say a pasuk, and then I finish." So that reminded me when I was listening to your story. It reminded me of that which I saw 30 something years ago. Yeah, it used to be that I would say I'm teaching Torah for over 30 years. Now I got to the point where I'm teaching Torah 40 years. Well, I saw a few of you laugh when you saw that I had upgraded my... Okay, so it's Sfiras HaOmer, and the topic takes about, I don't know, at least 10 decades to learn. So that's why I asked you, how many minutes do I have to, Litzamtzemeta, to push it into something. And you're going to have halacha class after this and a hashkafa class after this. So this will be a little bit of the chassidus involved in Sfiras HaOmer. And I titled it Personalizing the Omer. The sefer I'm using, by the way, you can all buy. The sefer is called Sfartam Lechem. There are so many English books now on the daily Omer. What's the exercise of the day? What's the nature of the day? What's the right? You've all seen. You can get on the machine, on the phone. You can get a reminder. You can get 10 reminders. You can get a Chassidish reminder, a Litvish reminder, a Sephardic reminder, and in every different terminology. And everybody has their own way of approaching, like what the energy of today is, the exercise of the day. So I remember when these books first started coming out years ago, I probably have them all. And sometimes I would find like the one that would be writing about the exercise of the day would say like that's so not relevant to me or that's so beyond my capacity. So Chazal tell us like this, that the Gra, this is one of those places where the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, and the Zohar mesh. And Chassidus meshes. I love when I find sources that the Vilna Gaon says the same thing that the Baal Shem Tov says. I love those kind of shiduchim. They both say the same thing. I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you've heard this. You all know that this is not the first time we've been alive. This is not the first time we're here on planet Earth. And we all have come back for a purpose and a reason. We don't usually think about that because we're really just getting busy. We're just busy with life. Kids, shopping, You know, everybody with their own life, work. I don't know, everybody has their own. And so we don't focus a lot on purpose. Like, why did I come here? And every once in a while, you know, you read a Holocaust book or you read some one of those kinds of really meaningful jolts you out of your complacency. And maybe you start to think a little bit. But the Chazal tell us, the Tzaddikim tell us, that Hashem loves us so much that He makes planet Earth into a Montessori school. Meaning, you have to get 100 on that test. You can take it a time and again and again and again, and it'll be modified for you, and it'll be made easier, and you'll get the questions beforehand, and you'll get the answers beforehand. But you just, Hashem gives chances and chances and chances. And why? Because He loves us so much. He loves us so much that He wants to give us the greatest portion in Olam Haba. Now, Olam Haba is a concept that we don't really talk about a lot. We don't want to think about it because we have to get through a lot of stuff till we get there. But Hashem wants every one of us to have the biggest, beautiful, most beautiful, most satisfying and fulfilling eternity. And so He gives us these opportunities to fix. And the opportunities come, the Gra says, the Vilna Gaon says, the opportunities come in those areas. How do you know what you came back to fix? He says very simply, what's the hardest thing for you to do? That's what you came back to fix. That's all. The hardest mitzvahs, the hardest relationships, the hardest situations, those are what you came back to fix. The people in your life are not random. Everybody that you came back with you. Some of us came back to help them. The Ari HaKadosh says in the Sefer Gilgulim that at a certain point, women came back to help all of the people. The women who came back who were very righteous came back to help or as helpers, that they didn't need to come back really so as a tikkun, as a fixing. They just came back to help. So the things that are hardest is what you came back to fix. That's annoying, because, you know, like, if you're really good davener, let's say you're a really good davener, so you think, okay, at least I have that mitzvah, davening. So, but it's really, really hard for you to get along with your brother-in-law. Like, that's torture. So Hashem says, listen, honey, the davening, you know why you're good at it, because you did that already in a previous life, you already fixed davening. You're a good davener, your soul has acquired davening. But you and your brother-in-law, you came back again and again and again. So get it right. Don't avoid him and don't avoid the problem. Just work at it. So, yeah. So Chazal tells us like this. Really, Jewish people, as you noticed, we don't ever have vacation. Yeah, we never get vacation. The only time maybe you can consider vacation, think about it. Think about our year. Elul, the year starts Elul, then Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, then Sukkot. Okay, then we're recovering in Cheshvan. But here in Eretz Yisrael, because we're really living in the right place. Everybody else is living in the wrong place. We're, B'chasa Hashem Yisbarach, we're privileged to live here. So Cheshvan is the beginning of the winter, not easy. Then Kislev, Teves, every single month has a Yantif. Purim, Pesach, right? And now, and Sfiras HaOmer, there's lots to do now, we'll talk about it, Shuas. So the only time that maybe we don't have a clear Avodas Hashem is after Shavuos until Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which is just 2 weeks. Maybe we get 2 weeks vacation, meaning that there's not a specific Avodas Hashem built into the time of the year. So we're always working. So what's this whole Sfiras HaOmer thing? And so the Zohar Kodesh says the following. Says that the Sfira is pregnant. Ta is a pregnant time. And it's pregnant with the root of our character trait, fixings. Ad kedekach, to the point, the Zohar says, I was a little bit surprised to learn this, that a Jewish person who works on themselves properly during Sfiras HaOmer does not have to worry about the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're all worried about the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, but the Zohar Kodesh says if you really do the work on Sfiras HaOmer, then don't worry so much about Rosh Hashanah, because you've done the work. Why? Because Sfiras HaOmer is a time where the root of our souls get fixed. The roots get fixed. The roots, not the branches, but the roots. What do I mean? So you all know, please forgive me for telling you things that you know. You're all Rebbetzins and you've been learning for decades and decades. So I'm sorry to have to. But the Ramchal says in the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, he says, I'm also going to tell you stuff that you know already. Forgive me. So he says like this. You all know that there's 7 days of the week. Every day of the week, Hashem created the week with a different energy. The energies are called Sfirot. When we were young, we never learned this in yeshiva. We all went to yeshiva. We never learned this in yeshiva. And if you asked a question, if you found like a book, if you found like a word called sphere someplace in the literature that you were learning, the rabbis would say, oh, don't, that's not for you. That's not for you. And nowadays, my Neve students who are really beginners, they tell us, look, let's learn about the spheres today, as if Kabbalah is one of those things that you can just like play ping pong with. So, but Chazal tell us that every day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, v'chulei, Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, v'chulei, has energy to it, and a different energy, completely different energy. We know what, let's say, for example, if you were Anglo, if you were born in America like I was, so you know what Monday feels like. It's like, ugh. And we all know what Friday feels like. And even, right? You know what it feels like. It's like, and sometimes, see, here in Eretzol, you don't know what Sunday feels like. Because you didn't have a Monday, because the world begins on Sunday, and that was when I made Aliyah. The hardest thing, that was nothing else, that was the hardest thing. I see a whole bunch of ladies, yeah? Sunday morning, a class at 8:30 Sunday morning, like, no. But, yeah. So I'm not sure if we know what Sunday feels like. Maybe now, a little bit, we get to a certain age, we can remake our own schedule. Now I don't have, except for now. I don't have Sunday morning in any of the seminaries. They know already, leave me alone. But, so maybe I have a little, but otherwise, how do you feel Motzei Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos, you have to still feel Shabbos-dick, and if you have Sunday morning, like, how do you do that? Anyway, every day has a different energy, and the energies are the Sfirot, and the names of them are names that are familiar to you. Chesed, Givura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. I don't have my blackboard here, so I'm sure that you know these words. If you don't, look it up. I didn't make a source sheet for you. I'm really sorry. I didn't know how much you do. I wouldn't be embarrassed. I should write the spheres down. You probably know them. You probably give lectures on them yourself, so I should tell you them, but whatever. So Chazal tell us like this. Every single Sunday, the Gemara on Shabbos, page 156, says, depending on the day of the week that you were born, you have a certain predisposition. Yeah, people who are born on Sunday have a certain predisposition, Monday, etc. The Gemara talks about this. And that's the whole discussion of the Gemara. Do you have a predisposition to your personality? Do you not? That's where the Gemara says, Yesh mazal Yisrael, Ein mazal Yisrael. You know, you always hear, Ein mazal Yisrael. But guess what? The Gemara, I don't know if you study Gemara, but the Gemara always has two opinions. And the opinion that's parallel, Ein Mazal Yisrael, which means the Jewish people don't have like a predisposition. The parallel opinion to that is Yesh Mazal Yisrael, that we do have a predisposition. And the Gemara concludes, individual people, yes, we have a predisposition. The Jewish people, however, as a nation, we're above and beyond. Any group is above and beyond anything. But we have a predisposition. So the Gemara says if you're born on a Sunday, you have a certain predisposition to this and that and Shabbos. So why is that? Because the energy of Sunday is Chesed. Every Sunday of the year is Chesed. And the energy of every Monday is Gevurah. Now you know why Americans don't like Mondays, because it's Gevurah. Who wants to get back to work and get back to school and get back to that whole routine? That's Gevurah. That's you have to strengthen yourself to be able to manage that. That's Sunday. And why is Friday always so rushed? Because that's what it says. Hashem rushed through Friday. So because Hashem rushed through Friday, we also, no matter what, we don't have enough time. Right? Shabbos, what time was Shabbos yesterday? 6:30? 6:38, right? Did you till the last minute? Remember that 2 months ago, Shabbos was 4 o'clock. How did we do that? That's what every year we live through the same exact thing. So too, then the Sefirot, the first week is the week of fixing Chesed. The second week, which we just finished yesterday, was the week of fixing Gevura. This, we're entering to the week of fixing Teferis. Next week, we're going to be fixing Netzach, the week after Hod, etc. Then, the last day of Sefira, the 49th day of the Omer, which comes out this year on the Shabbos, is going to be the final day of Malchus, and then after that, the 50th day is Shavuos. So it means we're all fixed. Now, what does that mean? So here's how it works. There's two ways to do the Sefiras HaOmer. There's the halachic way, which you'll learn about today. Say what you should say, what you shouldn't say, whether you say with a bracha, whether you don't say with a bracha, Sephardi women, Ashkenazi women, I'm sure you have a halacha class after this, you'll learn that. Everybody can count. Everyone can say in English, in French, in Parsi, or hopefully in Hebrew. Hayom chamisha asayim, today is 15 days in Yomer, which is 2 weeks, we finished, and 1 day. We're the first day of the third week. So we finished 2 weeks, now we're in the first day of the third week. It happens this year to our great happiness and joy. And also, it's so funny, as a teacher, I get very relieved when this happens. It happens that the Sefira week coincides with the regular week this year. Why? Because Pesach came out Friday night Shabbos, yeah? So that means the first of, right? When do we start counting the first night? Is the second night of Pesach. The second night of Pesach was Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night and Sunday. So the first day of the Omer week is also the first day of the calendar week. So it's very convenient this year. When the first day of the Omer week comes out on a Wednesday, and we have to try to figure out that Wednesday is really the chesed of the, I guess a little complicated. But this year it's easy. Hashem is making it easier for us. We have this entire week from Sunday until the end of Shabbos to fix Teferis. Now, what if you don't know what that means? So Chazal tell us there's two ways to do the Omer. One is the active, one is the more receiving or passive. The active way to do the Omer is, I know what chesed of Teferis is, and I'm going to today try my best to act in a chesed shebetiferes manner. And I'm going to try my best to be aware when Hashem towards me is acting in chesed shebetiferes, and I'm going to thank Him for it. And I'm going to be aware when other people are working with me in that manner. I'll be aware of it, and I'll try my best to fix that midah. That's the active way. I'm going to explain that in 1 second, because we'll talk about what that is, how that works. But the passive way is pay attention to your day. What's significant now? The day is just beginning, but pay attention to the day. Every year, on the 30th day of Nisan, which is today, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, today is a remarkable day in that, listen to all the energy of it. We still have Nisan energy. We also have the beginning of Iyar energy. Iyar is a healing month. We also have the chesed of Teferis today. And we have a double chesed because it's Sunday. So there's tons of spiritual energy in coming down available for us today. But let's say we don't know that. So pay attention to the significant events that happen to you today. What happens today? It could be that today is going to be an amazing, remarkable day. Listen, the fact that you're coming together for the Rosh Chodesh Yom Iyun, and whenever women come together to learn, it's remarkable, and it's a nice big group. So so that's right away significant. The fact that you're here, you got yourself out, up, committed, okay, and learning. Okay, that's significant, but that's not necessarily personal to, unless it's like your first time learning in like 10 years, whatever. But what happens to you today? It can be one of two things. It could be either a very remarkable day. That's something like at the end of the day when you look back and you ask yourself, what happened today? Did anything happen today that was significant? And you say, whoa, so-and-so called me for the first time in such and such a time. Or I was able to get out and to get over whatever it is that happens to you individually. That's called a passive, I'm going to say it in a positive way, a passive aggressive, meaning passive aggressive is generally a term in psychology that we use when we want to insult somebody in a nice way. So we don't want to say they're like mean or horrible. We say, they're passive aggressive. But passive aggressive could also be positive. I'm passive, but I'm accomplishing something by paying attention. So what happened today? What happened yesterday? Maybe nothing happened out of the ordinary, or maybe something extraordinary happened. Maybe you had an incredibly big nisayon that you failed, a test that you failed. Could be. We still do that, right? I mean, I do. I'm assuming that everybody else, since we're still alive, there's tests that we have failed that we get another chance to pass. So whatever it is that strikes your personal fancy in your own life, accept that that's Hashem's email to you, or his WhatsApp to you, or his, I don't know, snail mail. Does anybody ever use that? Yeah. His message to you, his Hashem's phone call. Hashem's phone call is saying, today, the day of Chesed Shebet Tiferes, I want to point out something for you because there's something for you to acquire today. And therefore, you're going to either have a major test, a major failing, a major disappointment, or a major simcha, a major thank you, a major hodul Hashem kitov. If something significant happens, then that means that that day in the specific Omer, that specific day in the Omer, is significant for you. And your twin sister might have nothing significant happening to her today, even if she's your identical twin, and you both married identical twin men, and you think you have and your kids are all on the same day. I know a family like that. I know them. Two twins marry two twins, and they have babies on the same day. It's really remarkable. Not everybody, but not all of the kids, but a bunch of their kids are the same day. Not the same gender, but the same day. Anyway, but let's say you have, today is your day that's, whoa, powerful. And your sister, you call her up, did anything happen to you today? Nah, fine, everything's fine. You sure think, nothing, I'm telling you, everything was, because you're different than your twin sister. The Gemara says that there's no two people ever that were created that were the same exact configuration of soul, even if they're identical twins, and even if they're mamish, their lives parallel, but their souls are different configuration. They each have something different to do. So what happens, so pay attention to the day and see if it's relevant to you. See what you can interpret. You don't need anybody else to interpret it for you. You have to become your own prophetess. You have to interpret what happens to you because only you know your life, only you know your circumstances, only you know your Yetzer Hara, only you know your Yetzer Tov. Only you and God. And he's sending you a message. Today he says, take a vacation. Today you did good. Your Chesed Shebet Tiferet, the first day of the first part of your Tiferet is fine. So relax. And tomorrow he might say, but you know, your second level of Tiferet needs major, major work. So guess what? Hang on, fasten your seatbelts, and right. So that's between you and Hashem. Depending on how serious a person is about their spiritual growth, and even that, by the way, how serious a person is about their spiritual growth is also personalized, meaning, you have a friend, a neighbor, she's just not concerned about her spiritual growth. She just does what she has to do. Maybe it's because she's really advanced and her spiritual growth has been maximized on the level of the root of her soul. We don't know the roots of souls. We have no idea what a person could accomplish and could and needs to accomplish. So maybe her lack of spiritual incentive, perhaps, is because she's cooked. She's done. She's fulfilled. She's done her job. But you still have, you're such a spiritually searching and you think, wow, I'm so amazing. Maybe because you have more work to do. We can't judge. We have no idea. It's an upside down world. Remember the Gesed and Gemara that one of the Tanaim, his son died and then he came back to life again. So he asked his son, like, what'd you see up there? And the son said, everything's upside down. Who we think here is great is really, and who we think is nobody up there, whoa, they're so, The humblest people in this world, they're so revered. In this world, people look at them, they laugh at them. You know, they're not, but in the next world. So that's one way to personalize the sphera. Chazal tells us this. They say, you get according to the strength of your soul. Now you might say, last year's Sefiras Omer, I did such good work, and this year I'm having such a hard time. Am I going down in Madrega? Am I going down in level? So Rabbi Nachman from Breslov says just the opposite. Whenever you have a test, really, really it means that you're going up a level. And that Hashem deems you, Hashem accepts, decides that you can handle this now. You're strong enough for it. I always tell the story, and I think this you can probably relate. So years and years ago, I decided to join a gym. How many times have you joined gyms? Yeah. So I decided to join the gym. And I, as a Jew, I lived in America then, so it's a long time ago, 25 years ago. And as a Jew, you know how it is. You want to motivate yourself, you pay. I paid up front 6 months. I said, I know that means I'm going to go every day because I paid for it. You want to, right? And indeed, I did. I used to go all the time. So the first time I went into that gym, I went in, I wore my regular clothes, a little bit like a flary whatever skirt, and sneakers, you know, not those fancy whatever sneakers I had. My tissue bump sneakers, whatever. I didn't come dressed in gym apparel. And so they took one look at me, and the lady in the desk says, "Would you like someone to help you navigate your first days at the gym? We'll give you for free a personal trainer." Okay, they read me completely correctly. Yeah, I said, oh, sure. Is it free? Sure. So they give me this cute little girl. She must have been 18 years old. She's like one of my students. And she's wearing the gym outfit, you know, the whatever, the fancy Lycra, I don't know, whatever material is. And she's bopping up and down and wants to know, what do I want to do? And what do I want to fix? And which part of my body I want to tone? I said, everything. She said, okay, do you want to do a class or do you want to do machines? I said, everything. So she said, okay, let me first, because the class is the middle of a class now. I'll show you the machines. Okay, I didn't know there's machines. There's machines in a gym. There's these machines you do like this, right? You go like that. And you go with your feet. Okay. So she's going to show me all the machines. So she sits me down in one machine, this machine, the arms up in the air. Yeah. And then she says, okay, now you do repetitions of, I don't remember, 8, you do it 3 times, whatever. She had a whole gematria there, what to do. And then she said to me, okay. I said, okay. And I started pushing up the thing. And she said, wait. I said, that's good. I feel great. I'm going to do this. She said, wait. And then she put weights on. She put 15 pounds of resistance, 3 of those little coils. And then I said, I can't do it. You broke the machine. Why'd you break the machine? I was so good before. And she said, no, you have to go against resistance. I said, but I can't. I can't do this. She said, oh, okay. And like she looked at me with and she took off one of the 5-pound things. Now there's only 10 pounds of resistance. And I'm like, grunting and grunting. I can't move these things. And then she takes off another. So it's this lady, so... And she takes, and I'm 5 pounds of resistance, and I'm able to go, okay, up, and then I'm schwitzing, and I couldn't, 5 pounds of resistance. Now, Baruch Hashem, we know that 5 pounds is nothing, but in those days, it was my first. I said, why did you make it so hard for me? Like, I was having such a good time, and now you just made it miserable. She said, if you don't have resistance, you don't accomplish anything. I said, I'm going to call you now my Rebbetzin. You taught me a teaching in Torah. If you don't have resistance, you don't achieve. So when Hashem doesn't give us a test, when Hashem tests us, you know, the Gemara says, if you have 30 days, we never have this. But if you have 30 perfect days, ratzuf, one after the other, you got to get nervous. Maybe you lost your olam haba, chas v'shalom. But we never have that problem, so don't worry, Ben. Because the Gemara says, in that same Gemara says, and if you, what's an aggravation? Even if you stick your hand in your pocket, you want to take out 3 shekels, you only find 2, that's aggravation enough to be, you'll see that. That's how you had aggravation. So in Sefiras Omer, sometimes we do get tests. And if we get a test, it's because Hashem is showing you. Listen, sweetie pie, you can do this. You don't have to get 100 on the test. You don't know your passing score on this test. Maybe your passing score on this test is a 60. And if you get a 60, in my book, says Hashem, you got 100, you passed. That's how Rabbi Nachman teaches us this. And he teaches in the name of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, who teaches in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh, that we have no idea the capacity of our soul, the weakness of our soul. We have no idea how tired we are. We can each judge the other and say, oh, she's been through so much, Hashem, just don't test her anymore. We can judge each other, but we can't put that number on ourselves. So Hashem says, I'm going to give you a test today of worrying. Let's say there's something you're worrying about. And you're passing the test is if you only worry about it after 10 minutes. And you actually don't start worrying until 15 minutes. So you actually got, and then you worry all day. So you think, oh, I failed. Hashem said, no. Your capacity, the passing of your test is hold back worrying for 10 minutes. You actually surpassed. You actually held back for 15 minutes. You did more than your average ability. So you don't, okay, it's true. You worried the rest of the day. There was no way you were not going to worry the rest of the day. But the fact that you held back for those few minutes, you're doing good. So that's one element of Omer. One element of Sfiras Omer is in the spiritual dimension, in the Tikkun HaMidos dimension, is we either get a day off, or we get a day that's significant, or we get a day that's like half significant. So pay attention. And that's why sometimes people do keep Sfira diaries. They just write down every once in a while, like if something, you can write it down. To remember from year to year, what happened, and write down the name of the number of the day. Like today, on the 15th day of the Omer, we had a fabulous shear, and everything worked out great, and everything that you wanted to buy, you were able to get, and that. So you can write that down, and then see what happens next year, the 15th of the Omer. Okay, next year, Mashiach's going to come. We're going to be doing a whole different teaching. We're going to have to learn about the Korban HaOmer. We're going to have a lot of other things to learn. But for this year, and for this minute, for right this second, to pay attention. That's the passive way. The active way is what I'm going to talk about now for the next, 10 minutes. The active way is to understand what the midot, what the sfirot are. Now, the sfirot are a topic that, again, as I said, it's the whole Kabbalah is discussing the sfirot and how Hashem created the world. And with every day, what Hashem made on that day and how he utilized that sphere, that energy, that hanhaga. That's how it says in the Zohar Kodesh, it's called hanhaga, the behavior of Hashem. When Hashem first created the world, olam chesed yibane, so he made the world with chesed, the first day was chesed. Mipi gvura shamati, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I hear it from the gvura, Hashem's name is gvura, there was a tzimtzum, there was a separation on the second day. So, just in general, the general words way is like this. Chesed is chesed and gevura, loving kindness and strength are the two basic tops of the chart. Everything comes from chesed and gevura. Everything is a subset of chesed and gevura, generally. That's number one. The first thing you have to know. Chesed means an outpouring and gevura means a holding back. An outpouring of anything is called chesed. No boundaries and a holding back of everything is called gevura. That's the biggest, or one of the biggest definitions of chesed and gevura. And then the subsets are loving, giving, out of control, wild. Those are the subsets. But the no boundaries and giving and without boundaries, that's chesed. And holding back completely, that's gevura. And as you know, it's Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, the right hand, the right side, the left side, the left hand, etc. That's all of that is Chesed Gevur. Teferis, this is the week of Teferis. Teferis means balance, healing, health, truth, Torah learning. Those are subsets of Teferis. Teferis literally means balance or compromise or perfection. Like Yaakov Avinu, perfect. That's Teferis, perfection of opposites, a balance of opposites. And that includes healing and Torah and truth and all of that stuff. Today's a very good day to do anything in that area of healing, anything in the area of Torah learning, anything in the area of staying balanced and staying even in the middle, like the Rambam says, the middle path. Compromising. Netzach and Hod go together. That's next week. Netzach means over being eternal, and overcoming negativity. That's called Netzach. Hod means being grateful and humble. Yesod, the second last week, is Mashiach ben Yosef's week. Yesod is all about relationships and purity in relationships. And Malchus is the last week, is David HaMelech's week, is Mashiach ben David's week. And that is being Mamlech Hashem, recognizing Hashem in every area of your life, being in your own personal life royal and dignified and appropriate. That's Malchus. It's also about the power of tefillah. Again, every one of these spheres has major, major, huge subsets, thousands and thousands. The Sfarim say that the Zohar HaKadosh has thousands and thousands of different words that are describing the different sphera. And he gives one example. The Zohar HaKadosh gives one, the Sefer I'm using here gives one example, and he says, because you know there are subsets of every sphere, there are subsets. It's complicated, it's like a complicated kind of a system. But he says, everyone knows that fire is a powerful thing, correct? And fire is the element of Gevurah. But some, if you look at fire, you see there's different colors within fire. There's the white in fire, there's the blue in fire, there's the yellow in fire, there's the red in fire, there's all different colors within fire. There's the wick, there's the oil, there's the... So those are the subsets of Gevurah, subsets of fire. And this became teachable when Art Scroll decided to include this list in their publication. So you will look and see. Go back to the old Siddur that you used to use 100 years ago. I'm sure you'll find it someplace. And you'll see that in Sefiras HaOmer, there's no mention of these things. It just says the simple, today's 15 days in the Omer, right? Not even a prayer afterwards. The prayer, all of that afterwards is all from the Zohar HaKadosh. The whole idea of Tikkun, of fixing the character traits and pairing the character traits up with the uniqueness of the day, that's all coming from the mystical literature. And when Art Scroll, to my shock and surprise, gave me permission to teach this by incorporating it in their Siddur, as if to say, okay, now the world, the Welt can understand, can learn now the Sphira and the subsets of the Sphira, that became like open territory for everybody who's been like searching to like have a heter for it. Just like the whole Bilvavi series books. You know the books Bilvavi? Yeah, you should read them. They're there. So anyway, when he wrote that, he got the haskama, that's Rav Schwartz, he got the haskama of every single rabbi, and he basically gave me permission to teach the elements in Torah, psychology, and that whole world, because it became available now to the world. So this week, let me just give you a heads up for this whole week. This whole week, try your best to learn a lot of Torah. Try your best to say only truth. Try your best to heal yourself and to balance yourself and to balance the relationships in your life and to heal the other people in your life. Try your best to see how Hashem is, everything Hashem does is perfect. Hatsur tamim paolo, tamimus, perfection. Yaakov ish tam, Yaakov avinu, this is his week. And by the way, there are seven women who are also parallel to Sefiros. And this is the week, this week of Tiferes is the week of Devorah. So if anybody here's name is Devorah, this is your week. Last week, 2 weeks ago was Sarah. Last week, Miriam. This is Devorah. Next week, Chana. Then Avigail. And then Chulda. I don't think there's anybody here named Chulda. And finally, the last day of the last week of the Omer is Esther. The seven prophetesses paralleling the seven Sefirot in Gemara Megillah, page 13, 14, that in there, that area. So, but for this week, try your best. I mean, you know, it's good to take a walk today. It's good to exercise a little bit, eat healthy. If you want to start a diet, this is the perfect week to start. I'm better eating. Last week, we were still eating Pesach food because you had to finish it up. And right, this week already, we have no more excuses, no more potato kugel. You have to get rid of all that stuff and start really to try to make your body balanced. But really more important is to ask Hashem to balance the world. To ask Hashem to please bring Mashiach. This is the tefillah of every single day of the Omer. Every day of the Omer. because the Omer is really remembering the Beis HaMikdash. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, and there's machlokas in Poskim. Is this a Doraisa or a Derabbanan? That's why the Sephardic women don't do this mitzvah with a bracha. Because there's a machlokas, is it Doraisa or Derabbanan? Because we don't have an operational Beis HaMikdash, so there's some Poskim who say it's a Derabbanan, the whole Sefirat HaOmer, which means nothing to us, meaning we keep that as much as we keep a Doraisa. But what we do have to remember is that the whole Sefirat HaOmer, the thing with Rabbi Akiva and all of that, is because we don't have an operational Beis HaMikdash, and because we're still in Golos, even though this is the most sweetest Golos to be in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, it's the sweetest Golos, but we're still in Golos. The Torah is in Golos, Mashiach is still in Golos. Till everything is fixed, nothing is fixed. So every day of the Omer, if I could just ask you to just please push, say, Hashem, come on, it's enough, it's really enough. And, you know, in one of the, even if it doesn't, even if you think it's not making an effect, like, you, it doesn't matter. You're doing your best, you're doing your part in asking Hashem for the geula. And to balance the world, have you noticed the world is crazy? So we're asking Hashem to balance the world, to perfect the world, l'taken olam malchut shakai, right, to make the world. That's what the sphera is, that's what a stronger. The Lubavitch Rebbe, 2 days ago, was the anniversary of when he said on Kav Ches, he said to the people, he knew he was going to leave the world, and he said to everybody, you got to just work harder. I did my best, didn't work, I'm giving it all to you. So we have to say the same thing. We have to say that Hashem is asking us to ask him to just fix the world already. It's such a beautiful world. There's so much potential here, such a chaval, that we messed it up. But we did, we messed it up. So Hashem needs to fix it. One more teaching and then I'm leaving because I see that everybody's on Shpilkas. You have a tight schedule here. Why is it that there's a 49 days, right? 49 levels of Tumah. The Jewish people are on 49 levels of Tumah, of impurity. So how come we got out of Mitzrayim? And if the people who left Mitzrayim were on the 49th level of Tumah, excuse me. So, what about the people who died, the 80% that died in the plague of darkness? Like, what does that mean? So Chazal tells us something really remarkable. Even if you're on the 49th level of Tumah, but if you hang in there and you want to be better, you get out. The people who didn't want to get out, didn't get out. People who didn't want to get Ulu, they didn't want to leave, they wanted to stay, they stayed. You could be in the worst position, spiritually or whatever, but if you want, you want redemption, that's your ticket. So I'll Be'ezrat Hashem, see you soon. Thank you so much for coming. Chodesh Tov Mevorach to everybody.